Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three on this June 1st, 2006 edition. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. They've all got the basic same information every day, but every site has three or four, sometimes more, things that are exclusive just to that site. So that's why you should visit them all. Why do we have that many sites? Well, because they're on different servers, different companies, different backups. It gives us more redundancy, makes us harder for the enemy to hack and take down, which is done routinely. But that keeps us on our toes. It lets us know we're doing our job. I want to take 20 calls in this hour. I'm always saying, oh, I'm going to take a bunch of calls this hour, and then I don't, because I'm covering news or caller brings up key issues. But sometimes I do it, and today's one of those days. So that means I can't give you all as much time, but that's okay. Tom in Minnesota, finish up. I'm going to go to Bob, Tom, Phil, and others. Excuse me, Todd. Go ahead.
Sure. With my humble understanding, I disagree with using the Second Amendment for one's right to own and possess a firearm. I mean, often I hear you state that we should only focus on issues that cannot be debated rather than other issues. And, you know, in the spirit of that concept, you hear too many people debate the intent and meaning of a well-regulated militia. And rather, in my humble opinion, I think we should maybe focus on the Ninth and Tenth Amendment for a stronger defense against the firearms. And I'll hang up now and just hear what your initial take on that might
be. You're saying that the Ninth Amendment says we've got every right under the sun that's not expressly listed here. We have total rights, and the Tenth Amendment also basically states that. So you're not debating what the Second Amendment says?
No, I'm not debating what the Second Amendment says. It just, from my humble understanding, it seems to me that we would have a stronger case using the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment rather than the Second.
Well, sir, I don't know. I mean, you sound like a smart guy, but how many of the Federalist Papers you read?
Very little.
Well, I'm kind of a nerd, so I've read them all.
Cool.
and I've probably read 50 books about the Founding Fathers from different angles, so I appreciate your call. Here I am saying I'll go to calls quickly, and then he brings up a huge issue of history and law and the practice, the customs of this country. Many of the Bill of Rights are multiple clauses in each article. As the First Amendment is freedom of religion and keeping the government out, they can make no law. Then it's press, then it's assembly, then it's petition. Okay? So what, it's five things. Five things. Well, let me count them up. Well, four if you don't count the two different base religious rights. And so the media will debate it and act like the First Amendment only has one facet. Okay? Well, it's the same thing with the Second Amendment. I've read the debates on it, okay? It's one of the few things that there was no debate on. It is saying that there'll be a well-regulated militia in every state raised from the people. And then there's a comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is to build a base of crack shots of people that have guns. It was like 98% gun ownership at the time. A professor, top professor in Chicago, wrote a big lie about it. He was caught falsifying documents because it was a total lie. Historians went and looked it up and said, you're a complete liar. I mean, we were complete gun freaks because it was so dangerous to live. From the time we got here, we were a frontier society and always pushing that. I mean, the war started over the British trying to come and take the guns. It'll probably start again over that. And so I'm glad our listener isn't claiming there isn't a Second Amendment. But the globalists try to take the well-regulated militia part. That's like saying Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and going, well, it says they can make no law, so that means there's no freedom of the press. It's separate thoughts. The First Amendment is saying you've got these four things. It's like Hayden. Hayden goes and grabs the fourth and says reasonable. Well, then it gives what the definition of what reasonable is. He says, no, I ignore that part. I just say we're reasonable. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. There's no debating it. You've got a total right to own machine guns. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are people out there who say the Second Amendment doesn't provide an individual right to keep and bear arms. And the state police are taught in Texas and all over the country now that there's no more Fourth Amendment, that they're allowed to search you without a warrant. And we've even had the old sheriff, Margo Frazier, get up on ABC Local after they searched a whole sector of a neighborhood for drugs and found nothing. She got up and said, well, we don't need warrants anymore at the press conference. We don't need warrants anymore. Who told you? Oh, the bureaucracy says so. Just because government says, just because General Hayden gets up and says, oh, no, the Fourth Amendment says nothing about probable cause. It just says we have to be reasonable, and I say it's reasonable. So when a cop's going, you didn't wear your seatbelt, or I want to search, and what's your problem? Well, why don't you want me to search? I don't want you to break a law, officer. I don't want you to stab a big giant dagger in America's heart. Well, this might stop drugs or guns or something. Oh, shut up. Your boss has shipped the cocaine and heroin in. They've been caught hundreds of times. Just shut up. Shut up! Big Pharma just got a law passed last year to forcibly psychologically test all the kids in America. People are like, well, it hadn't happened yet in my town because we're fighting it at the state level. And again, you're pushing drugs on us, but then the illegal drugs are bad. It's all bad. Your bosses 75 years ago made narcotics illegal because they were the families that had the 100% importation monopolies, and they lost monopolies. So they made it illegal to jack the prices up at the end of Prohibition because they didn't have liquor anymore. It was the elites that used the prohibition, as you can go research this, to actually ban alcohol in this country, to jack up prices. Man, it's real simple. It's like De Beers and their world diamond monopoly through the Oppenheimer family. Yes, diamonds are semi-precious, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. They're the ones creating the monopoly. They're trying to make it illegal to take a diamond out of Australia, out of Europe, out of Africa, out of Arkansas, where they have diamond mines. They're trying to make it illegal. I mean, they've been caught in the past. It's been in the news, sending hit teams in against people. And it's openly in newspapers, and they don't get in trouble. You start trying to build your own diamond mine, buy your own property, find some diamonds, start mining it, there are going to be some boys drop by at 2 a.m. It's so sick. All right, let's hurry through your calls. I said I'd take a lot of calls. Let's do it. Bob in Nebraska, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, great show. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I've been listening for maybe about a month now. A friend of mine told me about your site. Excellent site, Prison Planet and Infowars.com. I got a quick question. I just recently watched your video, America Destroyed by Design. And they got a song in there about when you can take it from my cold, dead hands.
That's Dave Von Kleist was kind enough to let me use that. And if you
look at
Dave Von Kleist. He actually has a show on this network. It's on in the morning.
Excellent.
You can rant, you can rave, you can make your demands. Hey, do you guys have that in the computer up there, or does Dave play that himself? Oh, darn it. You have the CD, dig it up. How about we play it for you at the end?
Hey, that's excellent. I got two more quick points. You brought one of them up just a little bit ago about that line in the sand. If we look back in history, our forefathers will tell us where that line in the sand is. And they wrote it down in that Bill of Rights. If they tell us we can't talk, we shoot. If they tell us, you know, they try and take our guns, as the British tried to take our guns before, we fight. It's really simple. They try and tell us what religion we can have. We fight. If we don't, we don't deserve any of that, and we
no,
totally
no, that's
disgrace
all
our
throughout fathers. History, if you want freedom and you want your children to not be slaves, you're going to have to fight for it.
Yep. I mean, that's the way it is. If you want to survive, you got to fight for it, whether it's the lion out there, you know, catching its dinner so it can survive. It has to fight for
and
it.
You're right, and these elites have replaced other alpha predators in the food chain, and these elites actually feed on us as a prey species.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it looks like where I'm sitting.
That's what tyranny is, brother.
And the very last point I want to make.
Look, let me just add this.
Okay,
we're a predator. We are a predator species.
Oh, yeah. There's
and so what happens is that people who have really, really strong, brutal instincts start hunting us, and that's what tyranny is. Sorry, go ahead.
And the last point I want to make is there's a couple of authors out there. There's, Doug Hanks, or I think it's Doug Hanks.
Okay.
P.A. Ludi and Bill Holmes. They make awesome books that will tell you step by step how to make your own weapons, America.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of great ways to, and it's good to have those books to be able to build.
Know,
to build a scatter gun, build a shotgun, build a revolver. It's all there. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Ohio. Tom, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
He who beats his sword into a plowshare will plow for him who did not.
Yeah.
Alex, I'm desperate. I need that HR number for that military draft from 18 to 42.
18 to 49.
Is it 49?
I don't place the number. It changes each year as it's reintroduced. You can call Wrangell's office. They'll give you the bill number. They introduced it. And there's two others.
You have an 800 number?
I don't know the switchboard number either. I mean, they change it, too, every 6 months. I don't know the congressional number.
Will somebody out there call in and give me that HR number or SB number?
Sure.
I'm trying to put the word out. Nobody knows about it, and they're hiding it at the library. They won't give it to you.
Well, the librarian just may not know how to find legislation.
That may be true.
It's called the National Service Act.
National Service Act.
Yeah, so if you type the National Service Act or something like new draft law, new draft legislation for conscription, new conscription law, Wrangell, type that into, we had Wrangell on about a year ago. You can go find it.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call there. Let's talk to Phil in Maryland. Phil, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I had a couple of questions for the general. I want to pose them to you about guns, but before I do that, I want to give you a couple words of encouragement. Up here in rural Maryland, stopping at the convenience store to get a bottle of water, thinking that you're all out here alone by yourself fighting this war, on the little bulletin board next to the payphone where they put up all the lost and found dog and cat signs, I'm looking at it, and there's an Infowars.com sticker.
Awesome.
Awesome. And so I gave a friend of mine your martial law CD. We were at the picnic in Memorial Day, and, you know, some of the guys sitting around smoking cigars. I wasn't there, and he starts talking about it. So now the DVD is in play in the neighborhood, and he wants to get together and have a chat about this, because one of the guys there is a from Vietnam, and somehow he gets news from China via his satellite dish, and it's translated, and he thinks we should get it. But he's basically been saying that, you know, the American news media, and of course we all know this, has hid a lot of this stuff from us, and that foreign news services have known that 9/11 was an inside job all along, and that he's always been a... And people are afraid to speak out because they're afraid to get stigmatized, I think, at this point. You know,
well, number one, 19 guys in a cave couldn't carry it out. The government had the motive. Then you start looking at who did it, and there's the evidence.
A patriot is a scarce man, like you said. Now, here, I'm going to pose these three questions I have to you that I wanted to pose to the general. And, okay, what percentage of the military is going to say yes, sir, like they did at 29 Palms?
76% in the average poll, it's in the mid-70s, say no. I think when rubber meets the road, 50% will say no. The other 50 will be badly coordinated, and we'll do it half-heartedly. You'll
okay,
have 5% that are anti-American scum suckers.
Here's the other two questions, Alex. How is this going to come down? Because so what? I got 1,000 rounds of M16, 1,000 rounds of 45 or whatever. So what? I start shooting in my house, and then I'm a prisoner, you know? And the last question is well, that's it, really. I mean, how's this going
to
come down?
Well, I think if you're going to, I mean, I don't want this to happen, but if we go into tyranny, foreign troops, this stuff happens, you know, if Martians land and start sucking our blood, I'm being sarcastic. If for whatever reason you decide to go mobile and actually get physical in a hot war, you don't want to wait for them to come to your house.
So
I mean, that's the rules of warfare. It's on your terms, hit and run. You don't want to be targeted.
So what, we abandon our houses and become, you know, red zones?
No, I'm telling you, sir, I'm just saying, you know, if foreign troops start rolling down the street, you don't wait for them to come to your house. You hit and run. You go to them.
Okay. Well, Alex, keep up the good work, man. We're with you. You know, it's here you are talking about the handbook booklet, and I get home, and my package is in the mail with the bumper stickers and everything, the Citizen's Rule Book. And this is, America is an idea. And, you know, the quote that I have from Teddy Roosevelt is that it's I'll paraphrase it, but it's foreign to the American people to pledge allegiance to a president, right or wrong. It's servile and it's treasonous.
He said it's patriotic to question the president and that it's patriotic to defend the republic. I appreciate your call. Let me be clear about this, and it's not cowardly in a guerrilla warfare situation to hit and run. You hit the enemy, then you deny them the opportunity to hit you. You hit the enemy for a predetermined amount of time, and or they're badly coordinated and running for the hills, you keep going. But then when they attack with overwhelming force, you withdraw. You continue to do that with pinpricks, and pretty soon they'll bleed out. Believe me, a lot of look, evil people are weak scum. Okay, a good man can fight 10 times harder than a scum sucker. They're afraid of dying. They're only people that are evil are fleshly. People who are evil are self-serving. People who are evil don't have what it takes. They're evil because they're weak, ladies and gentlemen, and you shouldn't be afraid of these people. Yeah, 10 of them can grab one of us and beat us to death in a jail cell or starve us to death or give us diesel treatment. So what? That's how heroes die. Scum dies 1,000,000 deaths, and cowards die 1,000. And I don't want it to go hot war. The globalists want it to, and they may push it into that, and then it's our backs against the wall. But heaven help the military if they try what they tried in New Orleans. By the way, they ran into resistance there, too. That's been covered up. And that was all the beta test right there. I'll tell you what's so cowardly about the BATF. They opened fire on the Davidians first, and when the BATF put their hands down, or put their hands up and their guns down, the Davidians let them get away. Then the BATF came back with the U.S. Army and murdered those men, women, and children. Again, those guys got off on it. Imagine those little kids in those fires when their heads heated up to 500 degrees and popped like grapes. bunch of trash, bunch of scum, bunch of maggots.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Let's continue with wide open phones at 800-259-9231. Tommy in Tennessee, you're on Genesis. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, listen, I got on with Laura Ingraham yesterday because they were talking about...
the ultra-liberal? Sure, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. And they were talking about the troops that killed those innocent people over there, and I presented her with so many facts about Darja Mall and things like that, and she started... saying, how dare you, criticize the military? I said, well, it's a small faction of it, yes, but I started presenting facts like, she started calling me a conspiracy kook, and I said, well, tell me how come Rudolph Giuliani got warned 15 minutes before the buildings came down, and they started playing the Twilight Zone music on me, and just and I got in prisonplanet.com several times, and even after the call, they kept saying prisonplanet.com. So
and they were being sarcastic.
Well, no, yes, they were, but they were saying prisonplanet.com, and I said, why don't you have a real debate, and why don't you get Alex Jones on your show? And they say, oh, yeah, we're on prisonplanet.com right now. One of her producers was on the website. Oh, we're looking at it right now. Alex is turning the planet into a, you know, joking about it. But the name got out there, and I think everyone should email her website and just bombard her with facts and things to overwhelm her, because they cannot endure.
Well, Laura Ingraham can't fight her way out of a paper bag. She's got about three brain cells.
Just ridiculous.
I mean, I hear these, but see, it's a sophomoric. Look, the liberals want to destroy America. They got to pose as conservatives to do it, and it's not going to work. We're going to expose the open borders. We're going to expose the gun control. We're going to expose Bush and his Pan-American Union plans. And none of them are going to be able to stop it.
The Bible says that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, and they couldn't endure sound doctrine on their best day if they tried. I mean, they're so wrapped up in their own stupid little
story. Fox News attacked Murtha for saying the troops killing these innocent people is wrong. I mean, the Marine Corps Commandant has said it's horrible. They've got to admit it. I mean, by them saying it's okay, it makes the whole military look bad. They're the ones making the military look bad. If the military immediately punished people that did stuff like that, then they couldn't get away with it. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
They're the ones making the military look bad, which is part of their plan globally. By the way, the torture was let out on purpose. I hope you know that. All this is being allowed out on purpose to demonize America. The globalists are doing it. It's all staged. Let's go ahead and look. I know Rupert Murdoch. He owns British papers where he attacks us and lets the truth come out. Then here it's different. See, it's all part of a global plan. Different propaganda in different areas. Let's talk to Matt in Mississippi. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You get many calls here in Mississippi?
Some.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel like I'm the only info warrior out here, you know, who's on board with the truth. But, hey, I'm coming out to L.A., and I am very excited to go out there and be a part.
Well, I'm glad people from all over are coming in, so this is going to be great.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick plug, if I can, like, for all the people who are going to L.A. by themselves, like myself. I've started a group on MySpace. Is all right if I go ahead and give the
sure,
website
to Sure, go ahead.
It.
Give us your MySpace.
Okay, it is groups.myspace.com/911symposium.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and this, you know, gives a link to the actual American Scholar Symposium website as well, and will just give everyone an opportunity to, you know, I guess, meet each other before you go out.
Well, the buzz on this, I mean, I've really only been promoting it through this radio show, and it's filling up quick. The buzz is huge.
Definitely, and you don't understand how excited I am. But one thing, I heard you guys talking a little bit earlier about public access and broadcasting, I guess, your movies. How complicated is that, actually?
It depends on the facility. Some facilities, you just come in and give them the tapes and they air them. Others, you go sign up, take a class or two that takes a few nights, pay a small fee, $50, and then you can do your own live show or air all the tapes you want, have your own slot every week. That's what's really effective, but just bringing the tapes down is good, too.
Awesome. So you do grant permission to do that?
Yeah, actually, my film, The Takeover, says at the end, part of the solutions is to do that, and I've authorized it, the form, somewhere on my website, but if they ask you to fill out a form, just fill it out and say you got permission.
Awesome. Hey, Alex, my pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, good talking to you. Can't wait to shake your hand out in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th. Man, the tickets are selling fast, folks. You better get them. I mean, they are really starting to sell quick now. And I've never had an event, except for one, that didn't sell out. Every other event has been overflow. I showed Road to Tyranny twice in Houston, and one time didn't even really promote it, and we had like 80-something percent filled in a, like, 400-seat theater. But this thing, it seats 1,000, and we've reached the halfway point a while back, and we're going to sell these tickets out quick, so get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We'll come back, take more of your calls, 1-800-259-9231, the number to call in, PrisonPlanet.com's website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less gray hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight. I'll be hopping on a big jet aeroplane to go up to the Windy City, Chicago, and I'll be a keynote speaker Friday night at their big 9/11 meeting they're having. You can just type in 9/11 Chicago Symposium into Google. You'll find it if you still want to come. And I got my big event again coming up June 24th and 25th in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Yep, they say California is a place you ought to be, so they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly. All right, I'm being really stupid. During the break, I was singing. I didn't know Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley were out of town. And I was telling them to call them up so I could get them to call in and play that song over the ISDN line, "They Take Your Gun from My Cold Dead Hand." And he informed me that they were not there, and he said, "You could just sing it yourself." And so I began singing the song during the break and kind of got off into that little mood, and so I added a little ensemble there for you. All right, I'm being really crazy now here, folks. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Keith in Indiana. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. I got a cell phone. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, you know, I know we have political problems and economic problems, but I'll tell you, our real problem is the churches. They have gone away to the right hand and the left hand and left the foundation.
Oh, they teach you turn your guns in, worship world government, the UN's good. Oh, yeah.
Again, the politics. I'm talking doctrine. The truth of Christianity is based on a covenant that God made with Abraham in Genesis 17, and the rest of the Bible is based exactly on that promise, and they won't teach that simple truth anymore. because it divides the families of the earth. Plus the fundamental assumptions, they think that all the families of the earth are descended from one family, Adam. That's a lie. You look up the name Adam, it means to show blood in the face. It's 120 and Strong's from 119, ruddy man. Now, when this country was founded, we were 99.9% pure Israelites. So the Germans and English, and they didn't know who they were. You know, it's been blindness and part has happened unto Israel till the fullness of the nations come in. What's going on behind and deeper is the Balaam plan, Numbers 25 to 31. The mixing of the seed. That's what Esau did. He married the daughters of Heth, a Hittite. Now, the Hittites, really, the Ashkenazi Jews of Europe are Hittites and another mixture of Turkish Mongols. They are not Israel. They named their mini-state Israel to deceive everybody, but they are not Israel.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How do the Christian identity folks square it with the Merovingians, the French bloodline that claims they're descendant of Mary Magdalene, and that kind of gets into the whole New Age thing? It's funny, the New Agers for thousands of years have been saying they're really the royal bloodline of David that Christ comes from. And then you have the royal Israelites, which is what our modern, most, of course, even Christian identity people don't know this, but the Queen of England is coronated on supposedly on the stone of Abraham, where he was about to sacrifice.
Jacob's. Yeah,
Jacob's stone. Okay, the blue stone, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so all of this, are you sure it's Jacob? So all of this goes on, and then I see it again, and there is a lot of evidence that some of the 12 tribes did migrate into Europe and there was intermixing, but are you saying that there weren't Germanic tribes thousands of years before there was anything called an Israelite in places like England and other areas?
All right. Let me say this too. On 60 Minutes about a dozen years ago, they did about a 10-minute show on how the royal monarchies of Europe can trace their origin back to the royal house of David, which is true. Now, usually kings rule over their own.
Well, I mean, I know this. I know they say that. So, how do you square that? Let me finish. The Christian identity crowd says that, you know, that really they're all secretly, you know, devils or something. So,
well, the thing about it is, this is hard to do in just a couple minutes, but I'll give it my best.
Yeah, I got to, because I said I was going to go to a lot of calls.
All right. The history of Israel, you know, the 10 northern tribes were divorced from God and cut off. They were scattered. Most of true Israel was not even in the promised land at the time Christ walked on the earth. They were already scattered all over Europe. You know, you got to look at where the Trojans came from, probably the Zara branch. A lot of people migrated out of Israel before the Exodus even.
Well, we do know, with the archaeological record, there were a lot of Greeks. And people always think that the tribe of Judah and others, and then David, they thought that they were busy fighting with what are Arabs today, but really they say that most archaeological evidence shows that the tribes that they call the Philistines were really Greek.
The Greeks gave the name Phoenician, Tyre and Sidon. That's a slightly different. Here's the main thing where they get lost in the history of Israel is these divorced tribes. When Christ died, the husband died, he can remarry his bride again. Paul was preaching to Gentiles, that's true, but they were a particular Gentiles. They were heathen nations who had been part of Israel, were divorced from Israel, and now were included in Israel again. You read that in Hosea 1.
So black people are going to go to hell, basically.
No, see, everybody goes there. That's not true. They're not even the guilty party. Adam's the guilty party. Adam fell. You can do an easy proof to show that Adam's original form was immortal.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. I can't. I've given you. I've let you go. I've got to let you go. I've given you 7 minutes. No, 6 minutes. I got to go. That's not fair to others. I said I'm taking a lot of calls. Most days I let people go on for 10 minutes. And then I get criticized. You don't let them talk. No. If we don't go to other people, we can't get to all the calls. Let's go ahead and... I've got my call list screwed up now. Shio or something like Skio in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. It's Skio. I've called in before. Are you aware that the government's bankrupt?
By design, the Federal Reserve has done that.
Right. I have a part of the congressional record right here. On March 17, 1993, Congressman James Traficant stated in the House of Representatives, "Mr. Speaker, we are now here in Chapter 11. member of Congress, or official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in world history, the U.S. government. Congressional Record, March 17th, 1993, Volume 33. It goes on to state, but I know that you got to hurry, but I just wanted to touch upon one thing. If we look at the 14th Amendment and how it's worded and how it gives power to the corporations and makes all the sovereign citizens actually U.S. citizens, which takes me back to my battle with domestic relations, I've figured out that what domestic relations program is all about. It's about using our offspring to generate money for the Social Security program because the United States government is
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Look, it boils down to this. It goes back further than that, sir. The 14th Amendment took us from being citizens, and if you're a citizen, you got rights, and the government has to protect you, has a duty, and is liable, and is under you, and we went into being wards of the state. It's like you got a brother who's autistic, and your parents die, and he's 20 years old now, and you can't take care of him, so you sign him over as a ward of the state, or he's your ward. We've all been made wards of the state. It's official. They weren't about to free black people, folks. And so what they did is they said, we'll make them basically wards, and then everybody else will be wards. And then now we've gone under total globalist control. And so, yes, we are actually publicly pledged, this is mainstream news, to the national debt. We are seen and called slaves. Zygmunt Brzezinski calls us slaves. National Security Advisor, founder of the Trilateral Commission. They actually have public meetings and write books and call us dumb slaves. Because they know dumb slaves don't read the books they write. Let's go ahead and, it's really sick, isn't it? Good points, caller. I've just got to go. I've said I'm taking 20 calls by the end of this show. 1-800-259-9231. As the lines become open, you can call in. Cliff in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I'd like to talk to you about the draft bill.
Yes, sir.
It was H.R. 163, and I believe that bill was defeated October 6th of 2004. By a vote of 402-2.
Yes, I mean, I knew the old bill number. It's been reintroduced.
Oh, there's a new one.
Each successive Congress, and I didn't have it in front of me. The caller was asking what the new bill number is.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because that H.R. 163 was the only one I could find.
Yeah, no, it's like Ron Paul every year reintroduces his bill to pull us out of the U.N.
Yeah.
Well, Rangel introduces it every Congress to... bring in the draft.
Something I found interesting about this, the only two that voted for that bill in 2003, January 7, 2003, was Pete Stark and John Murtha. Remember that guy?
Yeah, Murtha's out criticizing. I don't think that's right. It was.
Initiation of military draft has been laid to rest for the time being.
That might have been the committee because there's only a few on the committee. I know Rangel, introduced it, so he certainly voted for it.
Hmm. Not according to this, there was only two that did. But
right.
This was the.
Well, let me be clear, sir. I haven't looked the number up in a while. There are three bills introduced every session, so you may be talking about another bill altogether.
Yeah. Well, the ones who introduced this one was Rangel, McDermott, Conyers, Lewis, Clark, and Abercrombie.
Well, then that's the bill Rangel wrote. Why are you saying he didn't vote for it?
Because it was defeated by 402-2. And the only two that did vote for it was Stark and Murtha.
Yeah, that just means Rangel wasn't there that day. Sir, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Again, I'm busy taking calls, covering the news here, and there's certain issues that I feel don't even need to be redocumented. For the first year of the draft bills being reintroduced, there was national denial. There are three different pieces of legislation. It's been in the Houston Chronicle. It's been in the AP. It's been everywhere. We've interviewed Rangel about it. It's been all over national TV. And they've reset up the draft boards. They admit they need one. And after another big attack, we're probably going to have one. So I can't sit here and debate the fact that there are draft bills. It's just true. End of story. And go look it up for yourself. I've got a computer right here. It's not even turned on. It's about to be loaded in my camera, in my bag, to be taken. And calls, I don't even know. Thank you for the bill number, sir, but I don't understand what you're saying. If Rangel introduces a bill, I would imagine he voted on it. But it doesn't matter. We all know it didn't pass. I never said it passed. Okay. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gene in Hawaii. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Alex. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good morning for us.
Yeah. Anyways, I just had a question about Congress convening Cena Dia back during the Civil War or after the Civil War.
Yes.
And how that it was adjourned without day and reconvened without day. Does that have any significance on the legitimacy of the Congress today?
Well, I mean, here's an example of state government. Twice, once with cannons, Texans threw the appointed Republican governors out of the Capitol just a few miles from where I sit. The Capitol's right in front of me. And I can walk outside and go down the block and look at it. And they don't teach that in Texas history. Can you imagine teaching them that I had ancestors, by the way? I mean, thousands of Texans converged on Austin twice and threw out appointed governors. And it was the same thing federally. Lincoln even arrested members of Congress, hundreds of newspaper editors, governors on house arrest. And, yes, ever since the Civil War, whether you love what happened or hate what happened, the point is federal control spiraled out of bounds and with the 14th Amendment. And, yes, Congress, that's when they started setting up committees that had all the power and centralizing it, yes.
I really appreciated that thing that you were doing on, what was it, Jackson or Johnson, that he said that he killed the bank?
Yes, that was Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, yeah, and that was kind of interesting. And I'm looking also at the bankruptcy of the United States. What was that, 1933?
Yes.
And how that they're trying to discover the assets of the creditors, which is you and me. And we reside within the state. We don't really reside within the federal government.
Yeah, we're a union of confederated states who limitedly are in a partnership for the national defense to control the borders and to levy tariffs on foreign goods. And that has been superseded by the Federalist, who literally, in some cases, were just shot out of hand in New York. Burr blasted Alexander Hamilton. And then by the time of Lincoln and then 1913, the super Federalists took over.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm coming up on right now. And we're looking at some other things that the arch-treasurer of the United States is actually the Crown of England. And
well, that's what I've done. I mean, I've looked at the research, and the British own more of this country than anybody else, and that's just the cold, hard numbers. People can say it's the Catholics or it's the Tooth Fairy or it's the Jews. You know, and then and balkanize everybody. I'm sorry. The biggest owners are British royalty. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's also considered the defender of the faith.
Yes.
As far as the King James 1611.
Yes, I appreciate the call. I got to move on here. That's how you were able to get on. I hate having to move on. It's just that we don't do that. We won't be able to talk to folks. Good to hear from you from Hawaii. Call back on the day when I'm taking long calls. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Alex, are you familiar with a new documentary that just came out by Valerie Mee and Don Richards called Voices of Patriots?
No.
Okay. Dr. Bowman was on your television show, since he was on your radio show, and you interviewed him, I've developed a pretty decent relationship with him. I've given him a lot of your information.
He's going to be at our 9/11 event.
Yes. And He gave me this documentary that he is in, as well as a few other experts. I'm going to send you a copy. It's 28 minutes long, and possibly you can get them to post it on prisonplanet.tv.
Yeah, in fact, get them to agree to it and add a letter from them in with it, and I won't wait for orders from headquarters. I'll do it. Thanks for the call. I'm moving fast now. Andrew in Winnipeg, Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Just want to say thanks for everything you're doing for us.
Thank you.
There's not too many people like you in the world, it seems. It seems like it's only
there's
you.
There's lots of us. There's people like you. It's just most of us don't have voices.
Exactly. What I want to talk about is actually like the loose change video compared to your 911 road to tyranny
video.
Yes. Like, everyone talks about loose change, but what I don't really like about it, it focuses too much on the speculative stuff, like the flash before it hits the Twin Towers, the missile or plane that hits the Pentagon, and you deal in facts, and people should focus on your videos because it's more on the facts more than speculation. And then the Pentagon releases that new video saying, well, it is a plane, and then everyone's talking about it and talking about it. when they should be focusing on the facts like you.
Well, I mean, I think Loose Change 2 is excellent. I didn't carry Loose Change 1. Loose Change 2 is better. You might want to get a copy of that. But,
I've seen that one, too, but still, like, it still has the speculative stuff in
it. Well, no, I mean, I hear you. In fact, I appreciate you commending Road to Tyranny. Have you seen Martial Law?
Yes, I saw that. I love that one, too. But, like, your Road to Tyranny is my favorite because it shows the path, like, with Oklahoma and 1993. And it links it all together.
Yeah, we found that to be one of our... in fact, that's people's favorite video. I like Martial Law just because it's slicker, newer, got better camera work in it. But Road to Tyranny is a tour de force. I appreciate your plug. Good to hear from you. We'll come back and listen. I'm going to try to jam 5 calls in 5 minutes. When we get back, we'll have exactly 5 minutes. I'm going to go right into your calls. Start to take 5 calls, maybe even more. So have your questions, your comments ready. We'll go straight into them. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com and get those videos you heard the good man from Canada mention. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, this hour was brought to you by CalBend Pure Soap, the original organic soap at 85% off. Go to CalBendPureSoap.com. The banner's on InfoWars.com. Give them a call for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091. Let's take 5 calls right now. Jim in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex, real quick, I may need to call back. I had a conversation over the winter with a former Russian Special Forces paratrooper. He's worked out at a local fitness center that I work out at. I befriended him several times, and he began to tell me that he was going to be going to train in Southern California. He's really into yoga, which we know, you know, yoga's not really that good. But he was going to go for 6 weeks, come back here, and open up a yogi center. And when I saw him several weeks later, I said, "Hey, Victor, you must be getting excited about, you know, your trip to California." And he was very disgruntled, and he said, "My circumstances changed," and I, in broken English. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I'm no longer going. My circumstances changed." And I just wanted, my question was, the NATO forces that are here, I just believe that maybe something may be coming down relatively soon in the next 6 months. Because
there are pre-deployed foreign armies. All big countries do that. Stay behind networks. Thanks for the call. All right, let's, Jeff just hung up, so next up will be Jason in Texas. Jason, go ahead.
How you doing? A long-time watcher and listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to get some information out to you about problem, reaction, solution, how the government and the globalists do this. Four things. One of them personally happened to me. You've got March 24th, the Fidelity laptop that serves identity theft in Reuters. You've got April 29th, my personal company, Union Pacific. They lose names and social security numbers. It happened again with the VA. We all know about that. And it also happened with the today on our ABC affiliate here in Fort Worth, WFAA. 1.3 million students lost their identity and their social security numbers.
That's just a cover for the government to have to do.
Yeah,
that.
But that's how you get an identity theft, or that's how you can promote these national ID theft and eventually, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt that most of the big identity theft problems are not the Internet, as they blame it. 80%+ is the government transactions.
Well, and through one of these stories, Alex, it's the same thing, not only the same cover story, name, social security numbers, and also that an employee is the one accidentally that lost it. You know, it's blatant disinformation, and people need to know that, hey, it's a problem, reaction, solution. They create
Texas claimed that when they sold all of our digital photos to the Secret Service, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I know. They're a pack of crooks. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you there, Jason. Robert in San Diego. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I called a few times. Last Friday, after this fake terror drill / distraction, CNN did a report about the TSA. First, they accused TSA of having lax security because CNN taped some supervisors circumventing any kind of screening to go in and out of the airport. Then later, it runs another story about how TSA has lost TSA badges and uniforms. So after establishing you can get through the security with just a badge and a uniform, boom, the new terror alert is, look out, people are out there with badges and uniforms and can get through security.
And they caused,
and then they'll blame it on Iran, of course.
Oh, yeah, they're creating lots of plausible deniability out there. Believe me, if the government didn't want you to know about it, they wouldn't be covering it.
And one quick other thing is next month they're going ahead with that making all the electrical wiring carry the RF signals for the ultimate electronic safety cage.
Yeah, it's horrible. Thanks for the call. Paul in Ontario, Canada, you're on the air. Or are you in Ottawa?
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Alex?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, I heard you were coming up here. I was wondering if you're going to be making any speeches or you're just reporting on Bilderberg.
I'm going to be running around reporting on Bilderberg, my friend.
Oh, that's cool. And also, I listen to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you had some great interviews with David Icke and the 100 Monkey Syndrome.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you'll have him back on any time to really put to rest that old reptilian foolishness, because I think they really discredit him.
Yeah, I might do that. Listen, thanks for the call. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I'm going to Chicago. Next week, I'm going up to Ottawa City, Ottawa, to expose the Bilderbergs. And then the next week, it's Los Angeles. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.